This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. Harris County commissioners have again passed up a chance to appoint an interim county attorney. Acting County Attorney Christian Menefee is in a runoff next month for the 18th Congressional District against former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards. County Judge Lena Hidalgo called a special meeting for Thursday to talk about what to do with the county attorney's position, but she didn't appear at the meeting. If an interim isn't appointed, a member of the county attorney's office would take over most of the position's functions. Health officials are investigating a case of infant botulism in Galveston County. News 88.7's Alexandra Hart has more.
Galveston County Health District on Friday said a four-month-old is hospitalized with a confirmed case of infant botulism. The case comes amid a multi-state outbreak linked to contaminated baby formula, but it's still unclear if this case is connected. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, six infants in Texas have been sickened by the formula. Nationwide, 31 infants have fallen ill. The formula's manufacturer, ByHeart, has issued a recall of all of its formula products. More information about the outbreak and recall can be found at cdc.gov. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Rice University is hoping free beer will get more students to their primetime game tomorrow night. News 88.7's Michael Atkinson reports.
Where there's free beer, there the college students will be. That's the strategy Rice University is taking ahead of its football game Saturday night, one of its biggest matchups of the season. The UNT Mean Green is nationally ranked and a tough challenge for Rice, so Rice is offering a free 12-ounce can of beer to every student 21 and older who comes to Saturday night's game. It's a move that's garnering national attention. Rice Athletics posted a photo on X of two plastic cups of beer clinking with the caption, "Free beer" in big, bold letters. That photo has since been taken down. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
There's a 70% chance of rain tonight. We could also see some patchy fog this evening. Overnight low expected near 69 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
Support.